today, well, actually yesterday, we pushed out the new McCook app to the public. And so you can go on our Facebook page and get some of the information. We're going to continually upload what is all in the app and how to use the app as well. I'm still learning. The app is not by any means complete. I still have like healthcare, but you know, I'm getting out meeting with chamber members. I'll meet with the hospital and see what information they want included in the app. We have senior resources. We have community information. If anybody is new into town or they've been here for a while, there's like McCook Connects group, and you want to know more about them. They're listed on the community information. McCook Volunteers is listed in there as well. I mean, it's just a one resource to connect everything in the community. That way, if you want to know what's going on, how to get a job, where to get a job, utilities, anything that's offered, that is my goal, is to build this app. That way, if I'm looking for a house cleaner, and you don't have to be a chamber member, you can come in and you can say, send me an email, call me up. I have people doing that all the time right now where they are sending me emails. Like I said, because it's not done. I have to go in and manually upload every business and information. And so the perk of being a chamber member right now is when you go to the app and you see that little M next to a business, that means that they're a chamber member and they're going to have more information. They're going to have photos. They're going to have their websites listed. They'll have their hours listed. And that's just a perk of I'm putting more time in for my chamber members. And so if you're not a chamber member, we're still going to list you. You just won't have as much information on there. You may have your address and a call button. But if you're interested, I mean, our chamber memberships, individual memberships start at $100 and small business is $200, and that's a year. So it's just a small investment and it's just that return that you'll get back. But we're excited to bring the community together with the event calendar. I'm working with the, I have actually two Zoom calls with the company today. I've noticed some glitches with the event calendar and the times. Some say at midnight, even though on our calendar online, the chamber calendar, that's not what it says. So I found that out yesterday because it was just added in a little update. So I'm sure we'll be doing another update. But the app company is very responsive and they listen. They are working on doing a website that will complement the app. So the generation that doesn't know how to run the apps or doesn't want to download the app, there'll be a website that will complement it. So we're excited about that. I want to get the all of the event calendars. I want to get the college event calendar added, the school event calendar added. I'm also working on getting the fairgrounds. So it's really exciting for all of that information. And so, like I said, it's called Explore McCook. If you Google it, or not Google it, go to the App Store and look for it. It is a maroon icon with the tourism Buffalo icon or logo. You don't have to enter. We do not require anything to be paid for. When you go to order for food, you actually go through the website. I have linked the website to the restaurants. So like Citadelli, you can order online. Any other chamber member that you have the potential of ordering online, I've linked that as well. So you don't need to enter any form of payment. If you want to log in and create an account, what's really cool about that is we can send out notifications. Your favorite businesses, because you can go in and favorite certain businesses, they have the ability to send out notifications like, hey, we're having our sidewalk sale today, our anniversary sale. With Heritage Days, if there's an event like the parade is delayed or something's going on, we can send out those push notifications. But that's just if you want to make an account. If you don't have to make an account, you don't have to log in. So it really just as simple as download the app and go for it. And it's a lot of fun just to kind of go through and see All the parks are listed. We do have a walking tour now for downtown with the historical sites. The golf, there's a lot of things that I'm learning about the community, but I'm also, like, I'll walk into a business and be like, oh my gosh, how did I skip putting them on the app? And so, yeah, there's a lot of different things I'm learning, but like I said, I, you know, being a working mom, I don't have time to clean the house, and so I'm looking for those resources. And so if anyone out there wants to add their information, please send me an email at director@mccookchamber.org or call the office, 345-3200. This is supposed to be my slow time, but...
It isn't.
It isn't. We have a ribbon cutting today. Uh-huh. I'm trying to get out and visit... new members, potential members, current members. Next week, I'm going to be in Lincoln for the tourism conference. And so I'm excited to learn about sports, tourism, creative district, all the resources that the state has to offer. And so if I'm not there, send me an email, send me or call me and leave a voice message and I will get back to you. So, yeah, again, it's called Explore McCook, and I really just wanted to get on and say, check it out. It's a valuable resource, and it'll keep changing, and it'll mm-hmm. keep updating, and so it's a lot of fun. The other thing, I'm not always tech savvy, but make sure you're always hitting that update button, mm-hmm. because some of the updates that are happening, you have to make sure that the app is also being updated. So I know, like with the event calendar. The other thing with this app, so each of the, like, Welcome to McCook, the Eat and Shop, those are called communities. And so we are allowed to have up to 5 communities on this app. I'm reserving the 5th community for when we have, like, Buffalo Commons, the Bash, Heritage Days, because then what will happen is that will have its own tab. And so we can put, like, Buffalo Commons, if you want to purchase tickets, you want to see what the schedule is, you want to see what's going on. You don't have to hunt. You just click on the top. Same thing with visitors coming into McCook. You just click on that tab, and all that information about that event will be on there. I'm excited for Heritage Days because, like, the parade map will be on there. The vendor map will be on there. We can make it interactive. So if you want to see where we put the turn it into a little game, but where we put all the porta potties at the park, mm-hmm. You can search that and it will pinpoint all of that. We can also, with this app, do scavenger hunts. And that's kind of one of the things we're talking about at the retail meeting incorporating is with the sidewalk sale event, potentially doing a scavenger hunt to our chamber members. So we're excited for everything that this app has to offer. And I'm open to suggestions. And if I forgot something with your business, or if you see that something is not correct, whether it's address, phone number, hours, just feel free to, like I said, call me. It's just as simple as opening my desktop and clicking on a couple of buttons and changing that information or adding it. And so I'm one person, and I'm going to miss stuff, and I know it. So I am open to any suggestions or any businesses that I'm missing or organizations. So
many possibilities with this, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's exciting, especially with the potential of it's happening, the sports complex being built mm-hmm. and the growth that we're going to see in McCook. It's exciting. And I stopped into an office in Kearney last week to talk to a member there, and it was amazing to hear, like, McCook is the talk of that office because mm-hmm. of how fast we're growing and the potential here. And so it's exciting to live in McCook right now and be a part of it. And it's not happening with all one organization. It's happening because the city, the hospital, the college, every foundation, everybody's coming together and supporting McCook. And that's how you're going to see success. So it's exciting.
There you go. Explore McCook. Check it out. Google Play, the Play Store on your phone and everything, and download it. It doesn't take probably but 30 seconds, and that's about it. And it's on your phone.
Yep.